Hey there, curious minds. Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a look at a truly special place, Princess Grant Golf Estate. Our deep dive today is all about figuring out if this amazing spot in South Africa really mixes a great lifestyle with, you know, genuinely caring for its local area and the people there. We found some really good stuff, especially from the Golf Deep Buddy website, to help us explore this.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's a chance to see how a place can be, well, more than just nice houses and a golf course. We're looking at how everything, the fun things, nature, the community, how it's all meant to kind of work together. It creates something pretty unique.
Okay, let's unpack this a bit. So Princess Grant, it's in South Africa, yeah?
Yeah.
Right on the KwaZulu-Natal North Coast. You got this, like, Greenland meeting the Indian Ocean. Sounds beautiful.
It really is. And what's fascinating, and this touches on that localization idea, is how much it feels part of its surroundings. It's not just plopped down there. It's built to respect and really celebrate the natural beauty of that part of South Africa. The Golf Day Buddy source, it points out this isn't just about how it looks, it's about truly fitting in. That makes it special.
Right. So, okay, great views, fits into the local scene.
Mm-hmm.
But what does that mean for the people living there? What are the actual, like, benefits? What do they get?
That's a really good question. And the benefits, well, there are quite a few. First off, there's the golf course. It's an 18-hole championship course, always rated really highly, big draw for many.
Okay, golf, got it. But not everyone golfs, right?
Exactly. And it's definitely more than golf. There are swimming pools, tennis courts, squash courts, too. And get this, they have their own private beach.
Yep.
Just for the people who live there.
Wow, private beach access. Nice.
Yeah. So it's really set up for families, for anyone who likes being active or just, you know, chilling out. Lots of benefits there.
Sounds like there's plenty to do. But, you know, fancy stuff is one thing, but feeling like you belong, that's different. What about the community side?
You're absolutely right. And building that community feeling is, well, seems really important there. The estate puts effort into bringing people together. That Golf Day Buddy site mentioned they host lots of events.
Like what kind of events?
Oh, you know, golf tournaments, obviously, but also fun days for families down by the beach, social get-togethers at their main lodge building, stuff like that.
Okay. So ways for people to actually meet each other.
Precisely. Mm. It helps newcomers feel part of things quickly and helps everyone build real friendships. It creates that sense of, you know, community life. That's a huge benefit.
That makes sense for the residents. But what about outside the gates? How does a place like Princess Grant affect the wider local area, the neighbors?
Right. And this comes back to that localization idea again. It's a really key part. Princess Grant is a big source of jobs for people living nearby. Think about groundskeepers, people working in the lodge, maintenance staff, lots of roles.
Okay. So jobs, that's a definite local benefit.
Definitely. And it also brings in visitors, golfers, people staying over. They spend money in local shops, restaurants, other businesses nearby. So it helps the whole area do better. The source even noted they try to buy things locally when they can.
That's good to hear. And what about nature? They're in this beautiful spot. Do they look after it?
They seem to take it very seriously. It's not just for looks. They have active projects to protect the local plants and animals.
Like what?
Well, for example, working on the sand dunes along the coast, planting the right kinds of local plants to keep the dunes healthy. They mentioned a specific one, Scavola toccata, I think.
Okay.
And they also focus on saving water, which is important there, and handling their waste in a good way. So yeah, it's a real commitment to keeping that environment healthy. That's a big plus if you care about that sort of thing.
So let's recap. Great place to live, helps the local area, looks after nature. Does this all mean buying a house there is a good idea? Like financially?
Well, based on what we're seeing, it looks like it can be a smart move, yes. Because it's such a desirable place. You know, the coast, the amenities, the community feel, the green-focused property values tend to hold up well and often grow.
So it's kind of a win-win.
Seems like it. You get this amazing lifestyle, and your investment is likely to be a solid one for the future.
So wrapping this up, what's the big picture from our deep dive today? Princess Grant Golf Estate. It really sounds like it's found a way to mix that high-quality living with being a genuinely good neighbor, both to the local people and the local environment.
I agree. It really shows how a development can be, you know, special for its residents, but also positively connected to everything around it. It's a thoughtful approach.
So maybe something for you, our listener, to think about. When a place manages to focus on both a good life for the people inside and being responsible towards its local world, does that create a kind of happiness, a stability that benefits absolutely everyone involved? Something to ponder.